Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
We got a Bob Almanac clarification from yesterday's show.
Clarification.
I don't have a sounder for that or an intro, but Tim emailed and he goes, he said, Jim, Nestle is actually owned by Hershey, not by Nestle. And I went back and looked at my source. It actually is owned by Nestle, as we accurately mentioned and stated on the Bob Almanac yesterday. Nestle bought it from that company in England, and Nestle produces Kit Kat bars globally. It was the Kit Kat. Kit Kat was introduced in 1957 in England. It eventually made its way to the United States. But here in the United States, Nestle licenses it to the Reese's people, the Reese's company, which is a division of Hershey.
Okay.
And you'd know that if you watched The Food That Built America, that the Hershey guy was making Hershey's, trying to make Hershey's peanut butter cups at the farm of the Hershey guy, whatever his name was. I can't remember. William Hershey, whatever his name, Milton, that's it. So they were making that. Eventually, Hershey, of course, made Reese's a division of Hershey. But so Kit Kat is made globally and owned by Nestle, but they license it in the United States to Reese's. So Reese's actually makes the ones that you buy here in the U.S.
Okay.
Everywhere else, it's Nestle.
Okay.
And the question is, do they taste different if one's made by Nestle and the other one? I'd like to have one side by side and see if there's any differences.
Taste test?
Yeah. Kit Kat taste test. Because I know, you talk to anybody from Canada, and anything made by Kraft, a lot of things with cheese, like Cheetos and whatever else, taste different. Being around a lot of Canadian hockey players in my broadcasting career, they would always say they would have, if they were playing hockey here in the States, they would have their family ship them macaroni and cheese, Cheez-Its, some of these other things.
It's better
here? Because it's better.
Okay.
And I don't know if they use pure ingredients in Canada. You know, RFK Jr. is going after all this stuff.
Right.
All the bad stuff in food that doesn't need to be in there.
Correct.
He discovered something in Cheez-Its that came from coal tar or something, I thought I saw or heard.
the planet coal tar? Yes.
No, coal tar. Oh. Tar from coal.
Oh, okay. I thought we were on the Herculoids here for a moment.
Was that an actual planet,
the
Herculoids?
Yeah, might
something
have been.
Similar?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our clarification today. Yes, Kit Kat is owned by Nestle, but here in the U.S., it is produced. Still owned by Nestle, but produced by our friends at Reese's with the peanut butter cups, which are delicious.
Well,
are they?
Sure.
I would take a Reese's peanut butter cup over a Kit Kat.
Well, a lot of
very close.
You know, and during Halloween, you can buy those bags that had both of them in it. You know, you get a combo of Reese's and Kit Kat.
You can't
go wrong with that.
Would you ever eat a Reese's and a Kit Kat at the same time?
Probably. I'm prepared to live on the edge.
Make a Kit Kat sandwich. So
and
today,
a diabetic coma.
Tuesday, November 19th, 324th day of the year here in Bob Country, 1805. Lewis and Clark, they made it to the Pacific.
Oh.
Meriwether Lewis, William Clark, the expedition, along with their friend Sacagawea.
Yeah.
Only a couple
of years to get that done.
First European Americans to cross the West. I mean, it's amazing that they even survived with everything that they encountered. Certainly. So, a way to
journey.
Go. Lewis and Clark. How about 1863?
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Gettysburg Address, that is not the actual voice of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
That's Jeff Daniels.
He did a nice job.
1863, Gettysburg. It was the dedication of the National Cemetery at the Civil War battlefield of Gettysburg and on the famous Gettysburg Address.
Yep.
It's very passionate, very powerful. 1954, here's Sammy Davis Jr.
The accident was something I think that I'm a better person for. I think that it's probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's probably an odd thing to say, but in this business of ours, when we start to run and the good things start to happen and the door starts to finally open, a young guy gets a little too wrapped up in himself. And this was enough of a shock, a sit-down, and also a realization that there are more important things to enjoy, just being a nice human being.
It's a good positive spin by Sammy Davis Jr. was an accident. He lost his eye. Was it his right eye? I think it was his right eye.
That was it says one. His left eye on well, what I'm seeing. Eye.
Well, yeah. then the video is flip-flop, because I was watching video of him. It looks like it's his right eye. Okay. It'd be left to us, but right to his right eye. Maybe his left eye.
Maybe this.
Maybe it was the left eye. Maybe when you have a glass eye, it doesn't blink as much, because his right eye was the one that was sagging.
Oh.
But you never know. Sometimes the video gets flip-flopped. Could be mirror image. You don't know.
Right.
But regardless, Sammy Davis Jr., serious auto accident. That was this day. Called the accident the turning point of his career.
I would say he saw his career in a different light.
Certainly, he did. And he saw the light, and it was the good kind of light. let's see, 1959.
Time now for Rocky and his friend.
Cartoon theme time.
Starring that Jet A. Jerry Olace, Rocket J. Squirrel, and his pal, Bullwinkle the Moose.
Yeah, debuted this date, Rocky and his friends, Rocky Squirrel, Bullwinkle. It was Rocky J. Squirrel, Bullwinkle J. Moose. They both had J as their middle name. It's probably because J. Ward was the man who came up with it.
Could be.
It was his cartoon. It aired on ABC, June 4A, of course. Paul Frees, and William Conrad.
Yes.
He was in, you hear his voice in there as well.
Yes.
I think that's him doing the intro. Isn't that William Conrad?
Yes.
So he was double dipping Gunsmoke and radio, because Gunsmoke on radio lasted into the 60s.
It did. Yeah. Absolutely.
And William Conrad is right there. Cannon would also be in his future. How about in 1963?
The hottest musical group in Great Britain today is the Beatles. That's not a collection of insects, but a quartet of young men with pudding bowl haircuts and who spell Beatles, B-E-A-T-L-E-S. They were all born during the Blitz in the Merseyside section of Liverpool, the toughest section of one of the toughest cities in the world.
Edwin Newman reporting on this new fandangled thing going on in England called Beatlemania.
Phenomenon.
He was reporting on the Huntley-Brinkley report.
Okay.
And that's the first time that we ever saw anything about the Beatles on television.
Okay.
1963.
The invasion was coming.
Yes. Still several months before that, they would be, of course, eventually on the Ed Sullivan Show and would be making their way to New York and America. But this is the first time. So you just imagine just how meteoric that rise is.
Sure.
So was it February? What was the month that they were on the Sullivan Show in 64?
I don't know. It was February,
months,
March, right? Yep.
1969.
Okay, got the old camera running. Okay. Down to the pit. Okay. Man, that may have been a small one for Neil, but that's a long one for me.
That's Pete Conrad. He must be from the South, because he said he's going to jump onto the pad. The pad.
The pad.
So that is Apollo 12 astronaut Pete Conrad stepping onto the moon. He and Alan Bean become the third and fourth members of the human race to step on the moon.
Okay.
For Apollo 12.
Right.
And he was talking about Neil Armstrong. He said that was a small step for Neil Armstrong. It was a much bigger one for me. This Pete Conrad, the astronaut, was much shorter than Neil Armstrong.
Okay.
What do you remember out of Apollo 12? Now, this was only, 5 months?
Yeah, it was shortly thereafter.
4 months, because the other one was July of 69, so we were in November. So 4 months later, they're right back onto the moon. Boy, they didn't waste any time, did they?
No.
Let's get back up there. Must have been secrets.
Forget that
we had to get back up there.
Yeah.
For secrets.
Right.
There's things up there, and got to get there twice before the end of the decade.
The second trip didn't.
Wasn't as
quite
big.
The,
I was going to ask you about that. You remember even following that?
No, I don't remember the second one as well.
You were confused of what even it was.
Right.
When I mentioned the names Pete Conrad and Alan Bean, who are those guys? I don't know who they are.
We were just there.
Right.
What are we doing up there again?
We're doing up there again. It was a rerun. 83.
In this modern age.
Perfect.
Too many people have lost sight of the true meaning of Christmas.
Shut up, Ralphie!
So now, in the spirit of the original...
Me to you! Stop.
A Christmas Story debuted on this date.
What's a Christmas Story?
Yeah, Christmas Story premieres in theaters. Now it's on what, for days at a time during Christmas, pretty
much.
It
a lot.
But it debuted, it premiered in theaters this date, 1983. And you got Ralphie O'Fudge, right? That's the way it goes.
The original charades on paper game you can play almost anywhere. Just make sure before you start playing Pictionary, you don't have anything else to do. Pictionary, it's almost too much fun.
So the commercial is you got these guys working at the Hoover Dam generating electricity, but they're all playing Pictionary. They forget to check the dam, and then San Francisco or Las Vegas, whoever's getting their power from Hoover Dam,
right,
they go dark. Because they're playing Pictionary. Pictionary was invented on this date in 1985. And then it kind of...
didn't like it.
It kind of supplanted Trivial Pursuit, because Trivial Pursuit was hot.
Yes.
And then Pictionary invented, and then late 80s eventually really hit big. I remember playing it like when I was a senior in high school. Still a new thing. It was hot. You weren't good at it because of your handwriting.
I can't draw. Can't write. No. So I was horrible at it. Nobody could... I drew stuff and it... No. Nobody had any idea. In fact, I didn't know.
It didn't work out, did it?
No.
How about 2004?
The problem is, if Wallace is ejected, I'm not sure. He'd have to walk past the Pacer bench to go. Now Artest has jumped over the scorer's table and is trying to get down to the bench. Artest is in the stands. Oh, this is awful. Fans are getting involved. Steven Jackson's in the fans. Rasheed Wallace going into the stands.
Pacers at Pistons, considered to be one of the worst brawls in the history of the NBA. And you know, they would have been fine. It was a fan who threw a drink on Ron Artest, who eventually became Meta World Peace, as you know. And I think he's since changed his name a couple of times.
Okay.
But they would have been fine. They were cooling it off on the court with the players. And then this fan, idiot, threw it at Hothead Artest. And he ran up there several rows, started beating on the guy. And then the other guy went in. It was originally between Rasheed Wallace and Ron Artest.
Both were fiery competitors.
I remember watching that and being in a hotel watching the coverage of that. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
It really was. And then 2015, it's been 9 years now.
Ex-Subway spokesperson Jared Fogel will spend the next 15 years behind bars after pleading guilty to sex crimes.
A federal judge issued the sentence after listening to 3 hours of testimony. Steve Futterman joins us.
We don't have time for Steve Futterman, although he's a great reporter. Mm-hmm. When it comes to CBS reports, I want to hear from Steve Futterman. But that's Jared Fogel. He's the $5 footlong, lost a lot of weight just eating Subway.
Yeah, I had Subway every day for, a year or something,
but
whatever
he was.
He was
a bit of a monster.
Yeah, that was bad.
When it came to children and other crimes, sex crimes, child porn charges. That was Jared, 15 years sentenced behind bars. We're going to move on to birthdays now, a little bit lighter topic now.
I have to know, what does it feel like to knock someone that hard, or in fact to knock a man out? Is it a pleasure? Is it a thrill? Is it a charge? Or do you think, this isn't very nice?
No, would you believe, Dick, to accomplish something like that, I really think...
That's a young Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Very young, very soft-spoken.
Sounds like a child.
Later on in his career, he would say, well, Dick Cavett, if I boxed you, I would eat your children. I'm pretty sure he would say that, because that's what...
And then bite off his ear.
Bite off his ear, Dick Cavett. You only need one ear, really.
Right.
So that's Dick Cavett. He's 88 here, and he had the Dick Cavett Show, which was on for many, many, many years.
Yes.
Very popular, sometimes controversial.
Yeah.
Dick Cavett is 88 today. Ted Turner, most famous for me, Ted Turner most famous for falling asleep in the Metrodome during the 91 World Series. There's Jane Fonda, and then there's Ted. Oh, his eyes are closed. He's nodding off in the most exciting World Series in the history of MLB. And Ted, you know, he's such a big guy.
He's
huge with his CNN and his Turner Broadcasting, his TNT and his TBS and his WCW. He's bored by the World Series.
He'd seen it, done it, been there. Yeah.
So Ted Turner, 86.
Now, I don't want any trouble, Calvin.
Neither do I.
I came in here last January to talk to one of your flunkies.
Interesting face.
Yeah. And when I told him my idea about the beach cologne, you know, he laughed at me.
You're very live, aren't you? Very graceful.
Well, yeah.
He's not the real Calvin Klein, but to me, he is. Calvin Klein is 82. CK, Neil.
Sure.
Do you own any Calvin Klein underwear? Jeans?
Jeans or something I did once upon a time.
Here's a quiz for you.
Okay.
What gets between Brooke Shields and her Calvins?
Nothing.
Nothing. You can certainly. Calvin Klein is 82.
If white is the artist among Viking receivers, then the master craftsman is Ahmad Rashad.
Many players in our business have great ability, but you have to combine ability with the desire to excel. And I think Ahmad has that desire to excel at his position. And
Bud always called him Ahmad.
Yep.
Everybody else said Ahmad Rashad, and he goes Ahmad.
Ahmad.
Because, you know, he had transferred to
Islam,
yes. He was Bobby Moore.
Yeah, he was Bobby Moore. He was a fine college player at Oregon, I think.
Yes, I believe so. Oregon Duck. And then he was with St. Louis, and then the Vikings acquired him. And, well, of course, who could forget the catch? 1980 against the Browns, the Hail Mary, the miracle at the Met.
Yes.
Grady Alderman and, or was it Stu Voigt or Grady Alderman? Stu Voigt was still playing then,
I think
it was Grady Alderman and Ray Scott on the call.
Nice.
From Met Stadium. Ahmad Rashad, 75.
Here we go.
Oh, Greg, honey, can I trouble you for some water without ice? Ice isn't good for my digestive system.
Yeah, of course.
Really? Ice? I think your digestive system has seen worse than ice.
Excuse me?
Mom, I've watched you lick cocaine crumbs out of a shag carpet.
It's not a sin to be thrifty, dear.
She was Mom, Alice and Janie, 65. That's a good show. That's often on whatever channel I watch King of Queens on. It comes on after, and it's pretty funny. Alice and Janie, 65. Meg Ryan, oh, she's ordering in a cafe. I think she's about to put on a performance later, too.
Yeah.
Chef, an apple a la mode.
But I'd like the pie heated, and I don't want the ice cream on top. I want it on the side, and I'd like strawberry instead of vanilla if you have it. If not, then no ice cream, just whipped cream, but only if it's real. If it's out of a can, then nothing.
Not even the pie?
No, just the pie, but then not heated.
Run, Harry. Run. Right, run, Harry.
No, that's...
He stayed, though, to his credit. Yeah, I mean,
wow.
She must have really been magic. Because that's got high maintenance written all over it.
No questions.
Meg Ryan, 63 today.
Good morning.
Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling. May I speak with you?
Please don't eat me.
Mm-hmm. You're one of Jack Crawford's, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Silence of the Lambs, she was Clarice.
Oh, my gosh.
Jodie Foster. Scared by that one, huh?
Oh, that's creepy.
It's creepy.
Yeah,
it's
very, very well. Like snowflakes
when the weather was Billy Currington, 51.
Nice. On the trees when the it's pretty good at drinking beer, too.
This is a peppy song.
It is a good song. Be a good pay five. All the disappearing
bubbles in a glass of sand. Is that a suggestion?
No.
Have we ever done Billy Currington?
We must.
So Billy Currington, 51. Let's
You can do it. You can do it. Listen to me. You can do it.
Bella Caroli, you can do it. He's talking to Carrie Strug, Neil.
Oh, she did.
Remember
it, too, on a bad ankle.
Her ankle was practically broken, dangling by the tendons. Carrie Strug.
Gutty effort.
Gold medal winning gymnast, 47.
Blow that piece of junk out of the sky!
All fighters!
How dare you talk that way about the Millennium Falcon.
Mm.
Adam Driver. You know who he was? He was Kylo Ren.
Oh,
he was the son of Princess Leia.
Okay.
And Harrison Ford, or also known as Han Solo, who also, just like Kevin Costner.
Kids.
Yeah, they did. Well, they got married, the whole thing, between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. A lot took place.
I guess so.
In that, whatever it was, 30 years. But then Han Solo started talking like Kevin Costner on Yellowstone. Son, don't kill me. And it's funny because Harrison Ford is also on the Yellowstone prequel.
That's right. 1883.
Yeah,
right?
No, he's on the later one. 1923.
Oh, 1923. Okay.
Yeah. Adam Driver is 41. And our rapper of the day today is Tyga.
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 Tyga Woods?
No.
Oh.
Tyga.
Just Tyga.
35.
Spelled with a...
I don't know.
Why?
Sure. And a G and an A.
Gone but not forgotten today. Our former president of the day is James Garfield, who was assassinated, sadly, But it took a long time for him to die. You know, Joseph Lister had just developed the antiseptic, but the doctors that treated him didn't really believe or buy
in.
It was
too controversial.
It was too controversial. So they didn't. Had they used it, he probably would have been alive.
Misinformation.
And, you know, he got shot, Jim. This is interesting. He was at a train station. He was getting ready to go to cooler climates in July.
Where was Secret Service?
They weren't really with him. But You know who was on the podium when he was shot? Robert Todd Lincoln. How about that?
I remember hearing about that.
How about
that's
that?
Pretty cool.
Isn't
tidbit.
That wild?
Yes.
Yeah. James Garfield. He was born on this day.
But he didn't do the shooting.
No. Some guy named Gauteau or something. Charles Gauteau. He was nuts. He was, he was crazy, man. Anyway, James Garfield, 1831. Band leader Tommy Dorsey, 1905.
And beside a garden wall, when the stars were bright.
Isn't that where Frank Sinatra
made a star. He recorded, Frank recorded 82 songs or 80 songs with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. And you know who else recorded with Tommy Dorsey? Ken Curtis, who would go on to play
Festus
Hagen, and any number of big stars. Doc Severinsen played with Tommy Dorsey before he got big. Yeah, it was quite a great in a very short amount of time.
Right,
because he died when he was 50 years old. He was young.
Was Doc Severinsen playing with Tommy Dorsey when Tommy Dorsey was still alive? Because he died in the 50s. And the Tommy Dorsey band continued on and on and on. There was still a Tommy Dorsey band even after his death, right?
Yeah, I think Doc Severinsen was probably there in the late 40s or so. Yeah,
he was old, that Doc Severinsen.
Yes. Tommy Dorsey, 1905. Indira Gandhi, one of our top five Indian prime ministers, 1917. Remember Mr. Ed? Wilbur was played by Alan Young.
Oh, this is impossible. I don't believe it. Now, while I'm looking right at you, say something.
Like what?
Anything.
How now? Brown cow.
So you use peanut butter so Mr. Ed would move his lips.
It was just so good.
That's animal cruelty. If
right.
What if that horse has a peanut allergy?
Well, then we got a problem. Emmy Award-winning actor Alan Young he was Wilbur Post on Mr. Ed. How would you like to co-star opposite a horse? He did it very well, 1919. One of the greatest catchers of all time, Baseball Hall of Famer Roy Campanella, sadly had his career cut short by the car accident in 1959, I believe it was. He was still playing. He spent 9 years in the Negro League before he debuted. Tremendous talalent, though. Roy Campanella, 1921. Remember Larry King? I bet you do.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hello.
Yes, Larry.
Yes.
Larry. Okay, Larry, look, I think you're one of the worst broadcasters on radio.
Why are you calling?
Just to let you know.
You mean you stayed up this late to call me? I'm flattered and thrilled. I hope you think I'm bad enough that you recommend it to your friends.
Well, the only reason I listen to you is because I'm trapped in my car every night from work.
He got some wackos calling the show.
Yeah.
Before he went to CNN, he was just doing that late night radio thing with his suspenders.
Right. Yeah.
You still see commercials for Larry King's prostate fixer. It's still on my DirecTV. It still shows up, Larry King. How many years has he been dead?
Yeah.
And they must have signed not even a lifetime contract.
Yeah. It's beyond that.
Beyond that.
Yeah. Larry King, Hall of Fame talk show host, 1933. Newscaster Garrett Uckley was born on this day, 1939.
And you got to be sure to enunciate that because it's Garrick.
Yep.
Garrick.
Garrick.
Right? A lot of people say Garrett Uckley, and that's wrong.
This is NBC Nightly News, reported by Garrick Uckley.
Good evening. In Romania, it's been a day of hope and of blood.
When you want to hear about the Romanian Revolution, who do you want to hear it from? Garrick Uckley or one of the whiny anchors we have now?
No. Give me Garrick. And lots of it. 1939. One more. He was Grizzly Adams, the great Dan Haggerty, born on this day, 1941.
That was when he discovered he had a special kind of way with animals. They just come right up to him like he was a natural part of the wilderness. But that bear cub, he was extra special. As he growed, he became the best friend Adams ever had, and together they became a legend.
It's grown again. He's got to tell Mad Jack the proper, what is is that?
Form of...
The former past, yes. Of grow.
Wayne Road.
Conjugate. The proper conjugation of grow. Past tense. The actual bear was named Ben.
It was so good.
His real name was Ben.
It was. That's good. Yes. Of course, Denver Pyle there with the... voice work for Dan Haggerty. He was Grizzly Adams, and he was born on this day in 1941. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Do you like Denver Pyle better as Old Man Jack, as Uncle Jesse, or as one of the singing family?
The Darling.
The Darlings there on Andy
the
Griffith.
The Patriarch, yes. The Darling, yes. Clan. All good. All very good.
So Toby Keith should have been a cowboy. Josh Turner all over me. Mm-hmm. Or we'll go Ronnie Millsap and In Love.
Let's try Josh Turner today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1.